about it.
Yeah, he's big. You know, he ain't that son, he's got bigger. And so he got to the point that I couldn't hold him. With aileron and rudder. And the gauge is all in, by the way. Airspeed was zero and everything.
Required to be POG just in the right way too.
So all the gauges went out. And so about this time when he's doing sort of slapping him and duty. Just that fucking place. That Junkers was out of that place before I even got on the strap. And so I thought, well, hell, I'll bail out.
I made an attempt to put it on the shore, beach, on the beach, rather. And needless to say, the angle that I was coming in on, when I tried to turn to go down shore, started stalling on it. So I rolled it back out. So probably, I would say 150, maybe 200 yards, something like that, over water.
Is any surf there or is it calm?
It was rougher than hell. It was probably 60 waves. Swam all the way in. No, sir, it's only about, when I got in there, I'd say, maybe 10 or 12 feet of beach. At the most, oh, God, it was steep. It was, high as the city. It was, from the water line to the ridge was, 12, maybe 15 feet at the most. And then it was as high as the ceiling that I had to climb. And then I went over that about 10 yards. And the whole time I was trying to, I was walking back and rubbing with my hands, trying to rub my tracks out. You know, keep them. Because I was soaking wet and had all this junk hanging on me and everything. And I got up and I walked back about 10 yards and did like a dog sitting down or something, made a bunch of circles and so forth and so on. I said, oh shit. Oh Christ, I've never said the Lord's Prayer so much in my life. But anyway, and then did about, you know, several circles and etc. and then deeded off and did a couple more and then went and found a hole down between the sand dunes and dug myself a hole in the sand. And there was this, I don't know what kind of grass stuff, about, you know, a couple of feet high,
you know.
And so I dug a hole and then pulled a bunch of that stuff up and buried myself, hid underneath this jungle.
Year.
36 hours.
I was about 4 or 5 minutes.
From the time that I hit the water, at right at 7:30. No, about 7:25. Because I jumped out of the airplane, came up, and then went back, and the tail was still, the nose of the airplane was down, the tail was still up, so I climbed up on the horizontal stabilizer, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just stay here. So this was going down rapidly, and I thought, well, hell, this is pretty bad news. So I better do something pretty quick, you know. And, you know, you look out there at that beach, and you wonder just where in the shit they're going to come from, you know. So I pull my boots off, pull my helmet off, pull my parachute off. Just threw that shit in water, and I still had my that vest with all that crap in it, radio and everything. So, Jim, everything on except my boots, helmet, and parachute. And so I started swimming. And Christ, this stuff got heavy. So I finally took the vest off and wrapped it around one arm.
Did you have your life preserver pulled?
Just don't talk about that. I didn't have one on.
It was hanging up in there.
Okay. I didn't even have one on.
And so, good thing you're a good swimmer for.
So I hung this other shit around my arm and started digging on in. And as I got in, I guess I swam about 100 yards before I could reach the bottom in between the goddamn waves. And the tide was pulling me out, but every time a wave would hit me, it washed me forward a little bit. And so I was taking advantage of the waves and grabbing bottom when I could. And then I got in where it was about 3 feet, and then 2 feet, et cetera, and so forth. And so I got on my hands and knees and started crawling, because I didn't want to expose myself too damn much. And so finally I got in to where, you know, I could walk. And so I crawled up on the beach, and then after I got on the beach, I started dragging this damn survival vest, you know, along behind me, rubbing that shit out, you know, across that 10 or 15 feet or whatever it was. And so I drug that thing on up, and thank God I did, because that's where I had my flare gun, was in that survival vest. And so I went on up there and then dug my hole, and etc. And then shortly after, I would say, this was about, it took me about 10 minutes to get myself buried and get all the shit over. And then all of a sudden, the goddamn, you know, from every goddamn, every direction. And
I don't know what they were.
Christ, I don't know what they were. But anyway, they weren't speaking English. And so I thought, well, this is the end of the goddamn road. So I buried myself down, and all I had sticking out was just the top part of my face and my right arm, and had my pistol in my right hand. And I thought, well, if they find me, at least I'm going to get one of them before they get me. And in other words, I know I can get one. And so I could hear them gathering on the beach from each direction. You know, in other words, you could hear, you know, coming, and of course you're getting this shore wave noise and everything, which is real loud from that direction too, and washing the sound in. So I sit there and listen to that, and got urine burns down the left side of my thigh. And so I thought, well, this is real bad. And so all of a sudden, they started coming up the damn, you know, this wall that I'd climbed. And so they were scattered all over ape shit up there, and this one son of a bitch, God, walked up and goddamn near stepped on me. He just nearly stepped on me. He was within, well, I was laying there, and I was, shit, I was scared, Colonel. I was scared. I'm not kidding you. I was fucking scared. And I was laying there, and this son of a bitch walked right by me, and goddamn near stepped on me. And when he walked up there, he was yelling and screaming. And it sounded like they were all yelling with joy. You know what I mean? You know, and all this shit and everything. And they were just having a real goddamn fit. And things went through my mind like, well, shit, my parachute's floated up on me. And they know I'm here. Well, this is it, you know. And so he walked up, and he damn near, he missed me about, I was laying there, and he walked right by my left side, and I had my head towards the beach, and everything was buried in my head, and I had grass all over me, just stuff, you know, where I could just barely see out. And he stood within 2 feet of me and stopped and turned around and yelled at the guys on the beach. And, you know, just yelling and all that stuff. And he stood there, it seemed like 3 days, probably maybe a minute. And he looked around, and that son of a bitch looked right at me. And it was getting pretty dark by this time. And he had, I was afraid he might have seen where I'd mashed down a little bit of the grass, you know, burying myself. Of which I tried to pull it all back up and stand the shit back up. And so, when he looked right at me, I thought, well, if he bends over, I'm gonna shoot him right in the face. If somebody bends over at me, you know, like he's gonna bend over, I'm gonna shoot him right in the goddamn face. And I had the pistol cocked and everything. All he'd had to do was make a move and he'd have got it. And so he stood there and then finally he moved off. And so about that time, I kept hearing noises all around and everything and so forth. And I kept waiting for the Italian Air Force, which seemed like it never arrived. And wop. And so this forward air controller started making passes progressively lower over me, you know, lower and lower and lower and lower. So I got the little winky light thing out. And after they moved away to a considerable distance, I started trying to direct this damn thing and cup it to where they couldn't see it, but yet, you know, show him. Of which, by the way, I've been with him. He landed at Sauk Trang and I talked to. So they finally saw that. He finally saw that, apparently, and got down real goddamn low. And I thought, well, shit, I'm not about to shoot a goddamn flare, because if I do, I'm going to give myself away, because I could hear him rumbling around all around me. And eventually, the choppers came in. And they missed me the first pass and went down to the south. And then they came up and they circled me real wide, and they were still high. And so I thought, well, shit, I'll just spend the night here and do something in the morning. And so then all of a sudden that son of a bitch came by me, right over me, just real, you know, just right by me, real close. But I could hear him back inland. In other words, they were probably 15 or 20 yards inland from me, down over a little hump. And I thought, well, now or never. And so I fired this goddamn flare in it. I think I hit the chopper with it. And so he spun around real quick and started back north. And he started searching right, in other words, here was the thing I climbed up, and then it was about 10 yards behind that, and then it went down and leveled out again in the flat area. So apparently he thought I was more inland than I was, but I was actually in a hole in the top part of the area. And so he started searching in the flat area. And so he came in
like some
great big monstrous goddamn spotlight shining all around, you know, all over ape shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so about this time I was like, Christ, I'm peek up a little and look. And so when I peeked up and looked, he was shining that light around there, and apparently he couldn't see it, but I could. And there were goddamn VC down there. Must have been 20 of them. At least, I mean, bare minimum, so help me God, at least 20 of them right there within, just right over the hump from me. And he was just going apeshit with his light. And those little bat, have you ever seen baby chickens try to run and hide? Just, you know what I mean? Just trying to get away from something. And they were just running, look like all over hell and back. And that actually kind of tickled me. I thought that was funny. But they were running all over hell and back. And they'd run, they'd duck, and they'd jump up, and they'd run and everything. And so then he overshot me again to the north. And came back south and turned around and came back up real slow, about 25 yards away from me, inland. And so I thought, whoa, shit. He saw me, he knows I'm here, but he doesn't know exactly where I am. So I fired another one right in front of his nose. Hell, he was right there, I couldn't miss him. And so when I fired that one, he spun right around me and landed on the beach.
He spun around and came down and started squatting down on the beach. And when he squatted down on the beach, I thought, well, I got to make a goddamn run for it or else. And so I jumped up, ran, jumped over that hump, busted my ass off that 10-foot fall, landed down out on the goddamn beach, fell all over myself, and ran and just made a head dive into the shop and told him, I said, you better get your ass out of here because they're right there. By the way, my vest, all of that shit that goes in it, that goddamn radio and all that crap is still there.
I no use for it anymore.
But anyway, it's still there. And it's got the radio, it's got the food packs, the first aid kits,
they'll appreciate your contribution to the beaches.
All that shit's still there. I thought, after I got in the chopper, I realized I'd left it there.
You got all this on tape?